Good evening. Merry Christmas Eve to all of you. Yeah, how do you add the Eve part in there? How many of you do not have a bulletin? All right, there are more bulletins on the way, but since there's not as many as maybe anticipated, we'll continue then with the worship service. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year for multiple reasons. At the heart of it, though, is what the bulletin cover says. It's all about Jesus. He is the reason for peace, for joy, for comfort, as Christmas can be a very emotional time. Loss of family member. Maybe not with family. It can also be a very exciting time. Something big happened in the family. And so there's a lot of emotions that go on. And what helps us stay kind of at an even keel through all those emotions? What gives us hope when we're down? What adds to the excitement when we're up? It's all about Jesus. So as we prepare our hearts and minds for Christmas Day itself, and celebrate the birth of our Savior coming in human flesh, let us tonight remember it's all about Jesus, and that's why we're here. Let us now turn our attention to our opening hymn. On Christmas night, all Christians sing. The hymns are printed out for us in the worship bulletin. We worship this Christmas Eve in the name of the Triune God.
The Father, our Creator, the Son, our Redeemer, the Holy Spirit, our Sanctifier.
Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
Thank you.
Jesus, whose birth we are celebrating, has said through his apostle John, Jesus knew why he had come to earth. The evangelist Luke records,
"The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost."
We have reason indeed to celebrate this evening. Peace has come. Peace through Jesus. It's all about Jesus, who is our light, a light who brings us security. A reading from Holy Scripture, Micah chapter 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor bears a son, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
It is about Jesus, who is our light, a light who brings us joy. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testify to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
It is about Jesus, who is our light, who gives us peace. A reading from Holy Scripture, Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, we read together, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us."
Thank you.
And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them. The word of the Lord. Dear people redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ, Christmas is all about Him. How many of you walk, or how many of you enjoyed walking when you were able to? Nobody? All right, we got one taker. All right. Now, when you go for a walk, what's the outcome? You have a goal in mind when you walk? Enjoy the scenery? Not trip over something? Maybe get some exercise, good for the heart? You know, so we can enjoy the scenery and so that we don't trip over something and get hurt, when do we tend to walk? During the daylight hours. And if we walk at night, what might you take with you to keep your walk safe? A flashlight. Right? The light illuminates the way. Because when we walk, as we said, we don't want to trip over something. We don't want to run into something or have somebody run into us. Sometimes you notice that, especially in a rain at night. Someone's walking in the side of the road and they're wearing dark clothing and there's no light. And all of a sudden, at the last second, out of the corner of your eye, you see somebody. And by the grace of God, you did not hit that somebody who was walking the way, not towards you, but away, you know, from you, what they're not supposed to do. So there's some common sense things to do when we walk. There's some benefits and blessings that come when we walk. And we notice that when we're not in a position to walk, you know, what happens? Right? Our body reacts negatively. It's important for us, whether we're able to walk physically or not, to walk our days here on earth with Jesus. One of the readings we heard for tonight emphasized the importance of this kind of walk, those words from 1 John, where the Apostle John, by inspiration, encouraged us to walk in Him who is light. And not only is He light, He is life. And that's what makes Christmas such an even better celebration. When we get together with family and friends, we get to open up gifts and so forth, but the greatest gift already has been given to us. And that's what makes our family reunions and gift opening even more special. It's about Jesus. And why is it about Jesus? The Apostle John emphasized why it's about Jesus. We need to confess something about ourselves. And he points out we need to confess that we are in need of a Savior because we have sinned and daily do sin. God has set the standard for us on how to live this life. And that word sin that is used by the Apostle John emphasizes that we miss the mark. Here's the standard, but here we are, way too often, more than we care to admit. And for those who don't want to admit that they're way over here or way over here and not on the mark with God 24/7 as He expects, what does the Apostle John by inspiration call us? He calls us liars. That's a harsh term. But it's necessary to wake us up out of our spiritual slumber and sin and to point us to what we truly need, Him who is light and life. And notice how that light and life is described. He is one who has always existed as God together with the Father and the Holy Spirit. He is the one who had a role in bringing all life into being. He was there when this world was created. He was there when you were born. He is there every day of your life, whether you recognize that or not. And He will be there when you have to leave this life. Lord willing, it will be a very welcoming time to be with Jesus. And that's why we celebrate Christmas, so that our hearts and minds are prepared not only while we're living here on earth to be with Jesus, but to have our hearts and minds prepared to live with Him for all eternity. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So think about it. Here's this Almighty God who has brought us to life, who has brought everything we know into existence and keeps it going, seed time and harvest, winter and summer and so forth. Here's the Almighty God coming down to us in human flesh. Why would an Almighty God do that for us? One word, love. Because of His, John 3:16, agape love, He humbled Himself, came as a baby, took on human flesh like you and I have, was under the curse of the law as you and I are. Because again, the standard is here and we don't meet that standard, so we're under God's curse. But God doesn't want to keep us there. He wants us to be one with Him. And so in love, sent His Son, knowing that His Son would be sacrificed. John points out, it's through that sacrifice of Jesus, the Son of God, that we are purified from each and every one of our sins. There comes the peace. There comes the joy, especially at Christmas time. And this Christmas joy and peace is not just for the month of December. It's not just for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It's for our entire life. Peace and joy are yours, brothers and sisters, because Jesus, the Son of God, humbled Himself, taking on human flesh, being willing to sacrifice Himself in our place, and thus we are purified and able to be one with God the Father. What a blessing indeed. What a reason to sing praises to God along with those shepherds of old. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all people. Peace is possible, not by human ways, but by God's way. So the problem is not with God when we don't have peace in this world. He has provided the peace we need and the mechanism to have that peace. The problem goes back to us. And that's why we're here, because we recognize that the problem is with us. But God, through Jesus, has reconciled us to God the Father. So we no longer are the problem, per se. Rather, we help in being the solution to bringing peace, a much-needed peace to this world, to the people of this world, so that they not only have peace, true peace in heart and mind now, but for all eternity. And so with the shepherds, we cannot help but tell others of what we have heard and seen. The Christ child came in human flesh, lived among us, lived that perfect life we cannot live, has that perfect life credited to us, died the death we deserve to die, and rose again. Christmas, the beginning of so many other promises to be kept with you and me and all people in mind. Love. Not only at Christmas time do we hear about God's love and be refreshed through that love, we're also reminded of what we can do out of love for God. And it is enabled by the Holy Spirit to walk in Him who is light. Those commandments, which John also says a little later in his epistle, are not a burden. Rather, they're there to protect and enhance our life, to give us clear direction in life so that we can enjoy this life unto eternal life. And so out of love, we want to put God's ways into practice. And that's what the walk here in John is talking about. It's conducting our life. It's being light, flashlights to people in this world, so that as they're walking in this world, they're not stumbling and bumbling their way through this life. But when the hard times of life come, they still can have joy. And when the exciting times come in their life, that joy can be accelerated. And the reason why? It's about Jesus. Merry Christmas indeed to each and every one of us as we focus in on the source of Him who is our security in this life, because He has secured eternal life for us, who is our joy in this life, through the ups and downs of life, and who is our peace now and into eternity, and enables us to walk with Him and be those flashlights to the people around us. Christmas, it is all about Jesus and the salvation that He has won for us. Enjoy. Amen. Let's now sing, "Salvation Unto Us Has Come." Sing to the Lord, praise His name, proclaim His salvation day after day.
He declares His glory among the nations,
Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy.
For He comes to judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His truth.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Sing to the Lord. Dearest Jesus, hear our humble prayer on this Christmas Eve as we gather in festive spirit to celebrate the wonders of your holy birth. We confess that all the words that we speak and sing to your glory this night fall far short of the praise we sinners owe you, our God who left your throne in heaven to appear here in lowliness as our Savior. A stable was your first home, a manger your first bed. Yet for our sakes, you endured far deeper humiliation than this. For you came to bear the cross, the shame, the suffering, and even the death which we sinners deserve for our sins. We thank you for coming here and sharing our human nature. For you did this that we might share your glory and immortality in heaven. We thank you for your marvelous love, which made you willing to sacrifice yourself on the cross for us. We thank you for the joy of being saved and for the privilege of living our lives to you. And we also thank you that from the mouths of one another, we are able to rejoice in the celebration of the fact that you are our Savior and King. The peace we can share with others, that same peace announced by the angels. So keep us in the faith and direct our footsteps from day to day with the light of your love and truth that shines so brightly in our hearts. In your mercy, beam the gospel of salvation to every nation and people. Convert the hearts of sinners everywhere, that they may rejoice with us at your birth and find comfort in the sacrifice you made for sinners on the cross. Take us all at last to heaven, where together with the angels and all saints, we will sing your praise in perfect love through endless ages. And also hear us as we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May the blessing of the eternal God be upon us, his light to guide us, his presence to shelter us, his peace to unite us.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Great to see one and all. Blessings on your night and also on your Christmas Day. We have Christmas Day service at 10:30. As you walk out this evening, may you be reminded of the walk that you have by God's grace to walk with Him now and forever. And also enjoy our stained glass windows. Take the opportunity to be reminded of God's story to us, and then also the banners which indicate who Jesus is and what those names mean for us. May you greet one another and enjoy tonight. Thank you.